Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
I made a point to watch that Hard Knocks episode last night. All fired up for football season, just a couple of months away, 9 weeks or so from opening kickoff. As we look forward to the Jets and Giants season, but with the Giants Hard Knocks starting last night, I was really into it. And then Joe Shane started talking about Daniel Jones. And that would be my biggest concern. While there are a lot of reasons to believe in this Giants team, there's a lot of reasons to be excited about what this Giants team can do in year 3 under Shane and Brian Daboll. The main issue that I have, and it was reinforced last night and really on full display, is that they believe in Daniel Jones. And Shane could talk about, well, this is the year of Daniel Jones, meaning that they're going to evaluate Daniel Jones. How many times do we need to see Daniel Jones to evaluate him? And by the way, Joe, I know you're not listening because, as he said in the episode, he doesn't even know what channel sports radio is on, doesn't listen to it. Maybe you should, because we might be able to help you in certain cases here. Like Daniel Jones, for example. You may have only seen him for a couple years. I've seen him for plenty. We know what Daniel Jones is. He isn't good enough. So the idea that you, Joe Shane, and the Giants organization would give Daniel Jones $40 million a year, an extended contract for $40 million a year, yeah, okay, maybe they could get out of it after this year. They still gave him the contract, and yet now tell us that this is going to be the year where you're evaluating him. He's at a crossroads, essentially, to figure out what he is. That doesn't make sense. Generally, you figure out where the quarterback is at, and then you give him the contract. You, Joe, did it backwards. So now the Giants have to build a team while being restricted because they're paying their quarterback that they're still not sure about $40 million a year. It's in part why Saquon Barkley isn't here. It's in part why the Giants have to piece this thing together and figure it out, because they're paying a guy that they're, in their own words, these aren't my words. My words are, I don't think Daniel Jones is any good. He fooled me once. He's not going to fool me again. They had success year 1 under Brian Daboll. I thought maybe they got the most out of Daniel Jones. Maybe he was going to take a step forward last year. He didn't. I was wrong. I'm not getting fooled again. So my words are, I'm done with Daniel Jones. I've seen enough. I don't need 6, 7, 8 years to evaluate. I'm not at a crossroads. I'm not at a fork in the road. I know what Daniel Jones is. Definitively. The Giants still don't. So then how could you give him $40 million a year? Like, it's fine if Joe Shane and Brian Daboll came in and said, you know what? We need to evaluate this guy for a couple seasons. Then put the franchise tag on him. Or figure out a way to get him under contract for a lot less than the $40 million that you're giving him. That's a problem for trying to build a good team. As Joe Shane said last night during Hard Knocks, and if you haven't watched it, it's a must-watch if you're a Giant fan, and really if you're a football fan in general, because you'll learn a lot, especially the different variety of Hard Knocks in comparison to what it used to be. You know, the in-season one or the training camp one. Forget the in-season one. The training camp one, building up to the season. It's different. It's fun in its own right, but it's different. This is unique in that you're getting to see how team building goes in the offseason, how the front office thinks, and in this case, particular Joe Shane. But the idea that the Giants still need to evaluate a guy who they, this same regime, Dave Gettleman didn't give Daniel Jones the $40 million contract. Joe Shane did. So how could Joe Shane give that contract out and yet 2 years later say, or a year later now, after, you know, the failed year last year, obviously it's year three with Shane and Dable and Daniel Jones, but the second year of the contract now, they gave it to him last offseason, before the season started last season. How could he say, after giving him that contract, we need to see about Daniel if he's our guy the next 12 years or we need to move on? How could that even be the case? You gave him the contract. That means that you believe, at least in some part, that he's the guy. And then you would say the last year's the aberration.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
You know, Joe Shane goes as far as to say, oh, well, you could put Patrick Mahomes behind that line, he's not winning. Wrong! Wrong! Don't ever bring up Patrick Mahomes in comparison with Daniel Jones. And I'd bet anything that I could put Patrick Mahomes behind that Giants offensive line last year, and he'd win a lot more than Daniel Jones did when healthy. Daniel Jones makes mistakes that rookies make. Daniel Jones is going into his 6th year. He shouldn't be making those mistakes in year 3, year 4, year 5, the same thing over and over and over again. Shane and Dable should have seen enough to realize what Daniel Jones was. Or if they didn't, then they shouldn't have given him the contract that they did. The contract indicated to a certain extent that they believed in their guy. It prohibited them from building a better team a year ago and again this year. So the Giants are going to take some lumps because of that. Because when you pay somebody $40 million, that's chewing up a lot of the salary cap. It better be worth it for a quarterback. And in most cases, it is. Not in the case of Daniel Jones. He isn't worth that. Now, could you win some games with him? The answer is yes. And that's not opinion. That's fact. They won games with him. They won a playoff game with him. Got to the postseason, won a road playoff game with him. That's hard to do. He did it. So you give him credit for that. But the way that they did it clearly was not sustainable. If you believed in Daniel Jones, it was because you thought he was going to take that season that they beat Minnesota on the road in the playoff game and then expand on that the following year, last year. They got weapons with Hyatt and Waller. This is going to be the year for Jones. And while he got hurt and others got hurt, you know, Thomas being banged up on the offensive line, Neal being worthless, we know all about that. I know about his weapons being a Waller being useless as well. We know all about that. However, if you watch him play in isolation, he still does dumb things that no player, especially a $40 million quarterback, should be doing in year 5 and now going on to year 6. So here we are, Joe Shane, Brian Dable going into year 3, kind of building a foundation, a solid foundation with the Giants organization after the slop and mess that we saw with the guys prior. Gettleman and Shermer and McAdoofus and Judd, all the above. They clean that up. You feel like, okay, it's legitimate here. At least I do with Shane and Dable. However, we're now going into year 3 of their regime with year 6 of Daniel Jones. And this year, again, like it was supposed to be in year 4, like it could have been in year 3, like it was supposed to be in year 4, this year, again, is going to be the year of evaluating Daniel Jones. When will it end? When will it stop? When will they realize he ain't it? This is it. Everything they could do to build around him, okay, fine. Not going to pay a running back, overpay a running back because you need to build the offensive line. Need to get him some weapons. Okay. I mean, they built what appears to be a solid defense. I'm excited about that. But is that putting Daniel in the right spot with the offensive line? Oh, it's going to be about evaluating Daniel Jones again. I don't care who's protecting him. I don't care who he hands the ball off to or who he throws it to. Daniel Jones himself in 5 seasons has proven to be inconsistent at best. And now we expect that in year 6, this is going to be the year of Daniel Jones, I'm not buying it. And I'm also reluctant now to buy into people that I believe in Shane and Dable. I'm reluctant to buy into them turning this thing around with the way that they have structured this team, allotting so much money for a quarterback that, in their own words, they're unsure if he's the guy or not.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.